Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alday. I have my co-host, Taylor Dane, Medita, and Andre Ziegler. I had to let that one play for a little while because that's my song, and it was in my spirit, and this is what we're going to be talking about tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Hello. Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
I'm good. It's
Friday. Friday night. Just got paid.
Friday night.
Okay, I'm dancing in my seat.
Not me, because I just started.
You gotta wait a week, but that's a good thing. You got a job, girl. You got a job.
I am so thankful. Thank you, Jesus, for my job. Y'all just don't know, honey. Back in the workplace. Yes.
I know that's right. How's everybody else doing?
Chilling.
Not chilling. I'm fine.
Okay. All right, well, there goes a disclosure on out there. Tonight we are talking about, you know, commitments and relationships and whatnot. So I have had my share of wine. I hope that you have too. Grab a friend, get a good cocktail going. Just have a tough one and enjoy the night and have some good conversation. So, we will probably test because, yeah, I've been drinking. But we're talking commitment tonight, and how does that conversation really go? You know, when it comes down to saying, yes, we are going to be in this relationship together. It is me and you against the world. Let's start with, how do you start the conversation in the first place?
Well, I would say, first of all, I would hope that you would be in a position where you both kind of have had, you know, little side conversations, or, you know, your actions have kind of shown that you are at the point where you're ready for that commitment, because you would never want it to be something that's lopsided, even though we know sometimes that does, in fact, happen. So I would just think it would just be, you know, both of you sitting down and, you know, talking about, you know, what it is you plan to do, how you plan to do it, you know, are you ready to make this official, or are you ready to, you know, are we still, you know, how much longer are we going to, you know, do this casual dating kind of thing, you know what I mean? Or we dating exclusively, but we haven't really lock down that whole idea of it's just me and you against the world, like you said. I guess it really just depends on the person. I know for me, it's more so of a situation where if I know that I'm really feeling a person to that level, I probably would have kind of hinted up to it before we got to that point where, you know what I mean, where we actually had to have that actual official talk. So it'll make it a little bit easier, you know, to feel like if I should even go there with that person. You know what I mean? Because you pretty much know beforehand if you're going to, you know, if you want to take that next step with somebody. So I just think the biggest thing is both of you have to be in the same place. You have to kind of want the same things, and you have to have the same expectations of commitment, because some people have different expectations of what is considered a commitment. You know what I mean? Some people feel like, well, I can be in a relationship where I'm committed to you and I'm only having sex with you and I'm only going out on dates with you, but I got people that I'm talking to on the side and entertaining. No, that's not how it's supposed to be. You know, some people are okay with that, whereas they prefer to have, like, okay, we're committed, but there's, like, a little bit of openness where you can kind of talk to whoever you want to talk to and still have those same interactions. But for other people, it's not like that. So it's just, you know, that's what it is for me. I hope that makes sense.
It made a lot of sense to me. Because, you know, you have to, you know, start somewhere. And you can't be, you know, laying in the bed and whatnot and talking about it. That's for me. I personally do not like to have that conversation laying in the bed. We need to be sitting at the table, feet firm on the ground, and we need to discuss what exactly is going on. Because I don't want to be in a place where I'm confused about what are we doing. Like, and they didn't know. I'm quick to say, I ain't got no boyfriend. I don't care what you said to me. To this point, if you ain't said, hey, we need to have a conversation about this thing that we're doing, I am technically single. But then we can't, you know, be in a situation where I'm doing X, Y, and Z for you, and you going out being with Tom, you know, all these Sallys and Lucys and whatnot, And here I am doing all this shit, and you doing something different. Like, you can't work that way. You have to have a conversation. You have to say, this is what it is. It's cut and it's dry. You can't be, you know, assuming, oh, this guy really likes me or this girl really likes me or whatnot. You can't walk into it like that. And I think this is where sometimes we fail. Because now you're looking at it like, well, why did you get in a relationship with her when we've been doing this for XYZ time, but we ain't never really said this is what we're doing.
Right.
So that's my thought process. A little piece of that.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat because it's been happening to me both ways. Because we was having sex, and then in the middle of sex, she was like, "So what are we?" And I'm like, "Sir,
it's not the time
we in the mix, and then you're gonna just hit me with that?" And I'm like, I don't know.
You did the Scooby Doo thing. I'm like, oh,
basically, I was like, well, she hit me with it, and I was like, damn, like, seriously, we having this conversation right now? And then the other time it happened to me, it was like we was out on a date or whatever, and I was feeling it, so I asked her, like, I was like, so what are we? What's the situation? We're like, what are we doing? Are we friends? Are we trying to date or what? And then she was like, oh, no. No, I'm not girlfriend material. I don't think we should date. We know I'm not girlfriend material. We should just keep what we're doing. So I was like, okay, cool. And then when she seen me out there doing my thing with other chicks, then she come with the car.
You just told me so long. I thought we was doing this. But she said,
"Hey,
I quote,
you
not girlfriend material."
Right. Where they do that at? Girl, get it together. Well, you know what that's about, right?
No, I don't. I really don't.
You know what that's about. It's that whole, I got it in my hand, but I don't really know how good it is or appreciate it until somebody else has it. That's that whole, oh. You know how it is, like, if you get in a new relationship or something, and then everybody comes out of the woodwork, it's that type of thing. Like, you had your chance to holler, but you decided that you were doing something different. You know what I'm saying? So that's all that is. It's like, oh, well, what's so much better about that person that's better about me? Well, maybe it was the fact that you wasn't keeping it real and you wasn't making it clear. Or in this situation, you ain't girlfriend material when I'm asking you, but now all of a sudden because somebody else want me, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying? It's like seeing somebody else that's eating a steak, and you really want to, you was going to eat chicken before, but then you see that steak, and that steak look good to you, so you like, oh, I'm going to need a little piece of that. You know what I'm saying? That's not how it's supposed to be. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wow.
Okay, well, I've never actually been in that kind of situation. I pretty much just was like, well, you know, do you want to be together? The last time I was in that situation, I kind of asked myself, like, you want to be together? Like you want to be my man sort of thing? So, I guess I needed that for me. Like, I needed to know what we was doing so I could be clear on some things.
Cool.
That's totally understandable.
Yeah, because sometimes...
And rather than waiting for him to make up his mind or say what he wanted to do, it was just easier for me to say. Because then I didn't want to be looking like Boo Boo the Fool, like, I'm out here like, yeah, I got a man, but and he don't got no woman.
But,
I didn't want to be one of those people.
Yeah, I feel you.
And you know what? A lot of us women make that mistake because, you know what I'm saying, we dealing with somebody and everything is good and they doing all those relationship type things. So we're like, oh, yeah, automatically, because we are by nature emotional creatures. So therefore, you know what I'm saying, anything that kind of makes us feel warm and fuzzy, we kind of sometimes latch on to that because that's that good feeling. You know what I mean? Men are more logical in their thinking.
Okay, I got it.
You know what I'm saying?
What if y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all been kicking it or whatever, and then now one of y'all have came forward and asked, you know what I'm saying, what the situation is, then all of a sudden, y'all having sex, and after sex, and you be like, I love you. Have it ever happened to him?
Well,
or just
I mean, yeah, because the thing about it is, if you think about, and I'm going to have to get, like, a real kind of, I'm just going to keep it real, because we already know, you know what I'm saying, we all have a spiritual background, so we understand the concept of man and woman as far as how we relate to one another, you know what I mean, how, when it comes to sex, how they say, well, it's important that you just, you kind of abstain, but you know what I'm saying, the truth of the matter is it just doesn't happen like it used to, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, it was like you reserved that portion of yourself for the person that you felt deserved it, and as the person you was going to spend the rest of your life with. But because we're not in that type of society anymore, it's like for women, sex is always more so an emotional thing for us because that's just the way we're wired. You know what I'm saying? The loving, the touching, the kissing, the hugging, you know what I'm saying? That kind of
but
stuff.
But it's a men out there like that too now.
I said, that's what I'm saying. It's not always 100%, but for the most, you know what I'm saying? Like I say probably 80% of the time for women, sex is more of an emotional thing. So, therefore,
true.
We are, especially if somebody's taking you to that level, like, it's, I mean, I have made the mistake of, you know what I'm saying, being in the moment, and we ain't probably ever even made those words haven't come out, but because of how they was making me feel at that exact moment, I felt like I was blasting off to another continent, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was in Mars somewhere, you know, whatever the case may be. It was just that. It was like I was in, it was in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, somebody
it
hit that nerve. They hit that right one, and they know exactly what they're doing, and they, I'm a touchy-feely type of person. So touch is a big deal for me, like kissing and holding and all that kind of stuff, like, that just sets off all my emotional stuff. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's like we have this whole concept of there's a certain way that when you're sexually involved with a person, you know if somebody's just fucking you or you know if somebody's just, you know what I'm saying, just if someone's making love to you. There's a certain protocol so we have in our mind of this is how it's supposed to be. So if you feel like somebody's like taking it to that level, it's easy for you to slip up and be like, oh, I love you, and not really realize what you just said, especially
mm-hmm.
in a situation where that person stops and is like, oh, my God, she just said the L word. Oh, no. But a lot of times what happens is men, because I'm not trying to, you know, call y'all out or anything, but the truth of the matter is a lot of times it's more physical for y'all. So y'all worried about getting that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all worried about getting that one, you know what I mean? So we might say, oh, I love you, this, that, and the other, but then y'all like, I love you too, not even realizing that you just put something
you
in her head because you just said it. But at that moment, it's the same type of situation. It's like she's giving it to you physically, and you feeling like you about to blast off, you know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing. So it's like after the fact, it's like you didn't think, oh, man, I said I love her, not thinking that,
mm-hmm.
oh, in her mind, she about to run off with this whole I love you thing because, nigga, you can't tell me you love me, you know what I'm saying, and then I see you out with another chick. Like, because you can't love me and be out with her. Because in my mind, if you tell me you love me, you're mine. Like, you don't just throw those words around loosely. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, the thing is for women, where we falter is because we don't make those expectations known up front. We don't say, okay, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? Because like Taylor said, I don't want to be looking like Boo Boo the Cool. I don't want to be claiming you as my boo, posting pictures of me and you at the comedy show, at the concert, you know what I'm saying, me and Bae chilling, tagging you in a post, and it's hidden because you ain't checking for me. Like, you checking for her, and everybody else. I'm not that important to you. So it all boils back to the fact that people need to make their – it's all about expectations. You know what I'm saying? And making this stuff known up front. If we just fucking, we just fucking. That's just the truth of the matter. We are adults. We keep going. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all notice? We keep going back to this whole intention thing, this whole keeping it real thing, this whole honesty thing. Half the stuff we go through, we wouldn't even go through commitment-wise or anything else if people learn how to keep it real. Like, you can tell me if you just want. You know what I'm saying? You, if you just if you like the fact that I got a fat ass and I got a cute face, tell me that. And if you are so like, oh, I want to be, don't put this expectation in my head that, oh, I'm the one and only. You know what I'm saying? Don't make love to me like I'm your wife and like you trying to spend the rest of your life to me and play these with me and play these games with me. You know what I'm saying? Because. And then I'm telling you I love you, and you just say I love you because you don't have shit else to say. You just saying it because you feel like that's the right thing to say at that moment. No, stop living in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real. Be 100. And then nobody has any – there's no issue because your expectations are not.
Exactly.
Period. I mean, that's why we have so many issues as men and women because, like I said, people just don't know how to keep it real. Like, be honest. If you don't, if you're not feeling me, if you're not ready for a commitment, but you like the way that I make you feel, if you like the time that we spend together, if you know that you ain't ready to put your player card away, you know what I'm saying, and shred it, don't have me thinking when we together that we about to walk down the aisle, you know what I'm saying, or and have me thinking, telling my friends, oh, girl, I think he's going to pop the question on Valentine's Day. No. Like, tell me the truth. Be honest. Keep it 100.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to keep it real. Learn how to keep it real at all costs. And the problem is when people don't keep it real, this is why. Because they have a perceived idea in their mind that they're going to lose something. Not knowing that they gain, they're going to actually gain much more by being honest and keeping it real. Because let's just be honest. For Dre, you a man. If a chick is throwing it down and she cooking for you, she doing what she got to do, and she's good to you, you know what I'm saying, but you ain't really ready to be in a committed relationship with her, part of you is not going to want to lose what you may potentially lose from her if you be 100% honest and tell her, look, I'm not really ready to be in this committed relationship. I'm still trying to figure out some things and figure out what I want to do with myself and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? The truth is, as a man, you are accustomed to a certain way that she treats you, so you don't want to kind of like put her on the back burner and kick her to the curb and tell her, no, we ain't together, or I ain't going to be with you like that, because you probably got these other scallywags that you're dealing with that may not be giving you the same level of care, concern, you know what I'm saying, and appreciation and love that this chick is giving you. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily mean that she's romantically in love with you, but just the fact of how she makes you feel as a man. Because everybody wants to feel loved, appreciated, accepted for who they are and what they bring to the table. Right? So that's what it is. It's perceived loss. Oh, well, he paying, you know, or for a woman. Oh, he doing all this stuff for me. You know what I'm saying? He is really looking out for me, you know what I'm saying? Like a man should look out for his woman, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And yet I don't really want to be with him, but, oh, I don't want to lose out on the perks of having him in my life on that level. Because I know if I tell him I'm not really feeling you like that, especially if I know in his mind, and all he talks about is being a husband or, you know what I'm saying, being in a committed relationship and having a family and doing all this and building this life. If I know my mind is not where his mind is, I'm going to be like, I don't know if I really want to tell him I ain't ready. So I'll just tag him along until he gets sick of it, until he gets tired of dealing with my shit. Just like a man will do a woman. I'll do enough to keep this person in my life so that they won't kick me to the curb. But eventually they're going to get sick of it because it's not going
to
be enough.
I do enough to keep them on a leash.
Exactly. So that I know that they ain't going to go out. Because, and it's the truth, we don't talk about it, but it happens every single day. Every single day. Like, I'm going to tell y'all my own personal story. I had a situation where I was in that same situation, so to speak. Like, someone was doing something, had been doing some things for me, and I felt, I honed in on the idea that they were just doing just enough to stay relevant in my life without giving me what I really deserve from that relationship. And so I felt like I needed to stay committed to this relationship when this relationship wasn't even really a relationship. It was just opportunity. You understand what I'm saying? It was opportunity because I met a need, and then this person met a need. You understand what I'm saying? You understand
mm-hmm.
where I'm going? So it was just like, no. And so I had to wake up one day and realize, you know what? No, I don't deserve that. I deserve more than what you're giving me, so I'm not going to give you that opportunity. So I'm not going to feel bad if I go on a date. I'm not going to feel bad if I talk to other people because I'm going to do what I need to do because I'm doing what I got to do for me because you're not giving me your 100%, so why in the hell should I give you mine?
Well, all right.
And I sip my wine on that note.
After all that's been said and all that's been done, we got a caller on the phone line. Thank you so much for calling the code. This is Mike. Welcome to the club.
So, can I? Oh, okay. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. So can we just say that everybody has some type of commitment need, with it being financially, sexually, or mentally?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that everybody has some type of need or want, and they really are keeping it real by telling someone, but the other person is really not listening. Like, I still find it amazing that a lot of women find Rick Ross, he's like the sexiest dude out right now.
The devil is a lie.
The women that he attracts, they're committed to what? His money, his success, his fame. They're not committed to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that he really knows that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he
really knows. Like when he was a correctional officer, he wasn't getting these type of caliber of women.
Oh no, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. So in your mind, you gotta know what you step up to. But sometimes, you know, I agree with one of y'all. We don't know because people don't say anything, and we do need to keep it 100 and be like, hey, look, you know, you throw it down in the bedroom, you throw it down in the kitchen. I like hanging out with you, but I that's all I want. You know, and that's I agree with them on that. Also got to say that there are a lot of times where in the beginning when a man-woman relationship comes around and the guy may say, hey, what are you looking for? And she says, oh, I'm just looking for a friend. Right then and there, she already set the boundaries of how far they're going to go. So in 3 months when she says, hey, well, I need more. He's like, wait a minute, wait. You just said that you
wanted to be. I thought you was just looking for a friend.
For a friend,
exactly.
Right.
Oh my God, we do that all the time.
You
That's
know,
so true.
And I think a lot of men do it too. We're like, oh, I ain't looking for that. But when they see how she getting down in the kitchen and everything, it's like, man, I might have to wipe
her.
Yeah. And she hit him with the, hold on now, wait a minute. Well, I'm gonna need you to change certain things.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think, like I said, I mean, a lot of times we all see the fire or whatever, but we still go ahead and put gasoline on it and continue on. And but you know, I think because we all have our own wants and needs, and just really just don't pay attention to it. You know, and that's the sucky part about it. So that's what I got to say about
that. That's a very valid and very good point. Absolutely. I agree.
No,
I
absolutely
what makes us not – I always want to know because I'm subject to – and I've been on both sides where, you know, somebody was doing something for me, and it's like I just kind of like, you know. But it's kind of like I wanted more or they didn't do enough. So it was like, all right, well, but it was just – maybe it was just me. You know, what I've done where I'm doing something for somebody and I see that she ain't really reciprocating right. And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to drop this chick, you know, because she really ain't giving me what I want. I'm giving her 100%. and she giving me like 20. Yeah. You know, so what makes us be blind to the facts?
I think it's that instant gratification piece. You know what I mean?
I think
like
it's
everybody,
you choose to be blind.
Yeah.
You see it.
Yeah.
You see what's going on in front of you. You see it. You don't pretend like you don't see it. You clearly see that this woman does X, Y, and Z. Or that man is doing X, Y, and Z. You're making the conscious choice not to pay any attention to it because you're unsure about what you want to do. They're showing you their person. Just like if someone shows you they're an asshole, they're showing you their person, but you're choosing not to see it.
Yep. And like you go back to what he was saying, it's because people are meeting a specific need at that particular time. So we kind of glance over and glaze over the stuff that we should be paying attention to, which like the writing on the wall, like sometimes the writing on the wall is so big and we don't pay attention to it because it's not necessarily what we want to see. We want to see something different. We have an expectation that it'll be something different, or, oh, I'm going to change his mind. He said he want to be friends. I'm going to change his mind. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and vice versa.
Mm-mm. But you can't change somebody's mind who don't want to be changed. Yeah, I don't care.
That is absolutely
I don't care if you know how to do handstands while you popping it and squirt all over you. I don't care. That's not what you know how to do. And that's your shit. Like, that's your go-to move. And that's how you got that baby. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you ain't exactly. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're not going to make a person
doesn't
matter anything that they don't want to do.
You're not going to make.
If they.
Right. But then when you think about, and then I think the slap in the face really comes, like when you see you doing X, Y, and Z. Now, it's that whole ring the alarm situation for Beyonce. I ain't about to see what I've done, the good stuff that I've done to help create you, and you go, this other chick is, you know, benefiting from the shit that I do. The fuck what I look like. So I think that also kind of fits, but I want to know that's for me. That sits in the back of my mind for myself because y'all know I'm different from the rest of the world. But yeah, we also have another caller. So wait a minute. They dropped. Wait a minute. No, they didn't. They didn't drop off. They still here. So I guess somebody else wants to get in on this conversation. Area code 317. I think that's cousin.
That's mama. No, that's Mama Sharon, honey. That's Mama. Mama calling.
Oh Lord. We about to get in trouble. I just cussed. Mama Sharon, I'm sorry. I didn't know you was listening tonight. I put the disclosure out there that I cussed. Mama Sharon, I'm sorry. Okay. We're gonna bring Mama Sharon on. Welcome to the show. Is this Mama Sharon?
Yes, it is.
Y'all
don't want me. See if y'all gonna be acting like that. You ain't in trouble. Y'all wrong. You know, I'm just calling in because I just wanted to kind of just shed a little light on some of the things that y'all were talking about. You know, a lot of times people are keeping it 100, but it's the other person's perception. You know, your perception is your reality, so you see what you want to see. You know, somebody can be telling you that they really ain't trying to be with you like that, but you want to be with them like that, so that's all you're going to see. So when they say that I love you, they can love you and still be somewhere else. I need you to do more than love me. I need you to be in love with me. That's what you want. You know, that's the real thing. Love is an option word, and if you ain't doing nothing to show me what's coming out your mouth, then what's coming out your mouth don't mean nothing no way.
I just said that earlier today on my free advice Friday, Mama Sharon. I really just said that. Cause what's your word if it means nothing?
That's right. If y'all line up with your words, then your words mean nothing. You can tell me you love me, and you can tell me that until the cows come home. But if you don't show me that, that don't mean nothing to me because love is an action word.
That's right.
It requires something. Yep. You know, but, you know, as women, you know, and the other thing, too, you know, women are emotional beings anyway. So we get caught up in our emotions and fail to look at the things that's really in front of us.
Or,
you know, that dude could be telling you that he had already told you he just want to be friends. But, you know, because he's doing that and you done put yourself out there doing the wifey duties, he gonna take advantage of that. You know, and then you're expecting for him to treat you another way because you doing the wifey duties, and that ain't never what he wanted no way. He don't want all of that,
well,
you know. Yeah, so it's all about what we willing to see for real. Both ways, men and women, because there's some men out here, there's some stalkers. They don't understand when you tell them you just want to be their friend. They don't. They some stalkers, for real. And they want some women when they stalkers, too. You know, no offense to no man that's on the phone, you know, because if you're not a stalker, then, you know, it doesn't apply to you. But if it kind of touch you a little bit, then, you know, maybe it applies to you. I don't know, you know.
No offense. Miss, can I call you Mama Sharon? No offense, Miss Mama Sharon. No offense.
Yeah, that's fine, but you listen here. Y'all something else. And then y'all get quiet when I get on the phone. I'm going to get on back on
We listen
now, and I'm just gonna go back to listening to y'all, but I just be wanting to say, oh, Lord Jesus, y'all just don't even know these babies. Now let me clear.
You know what, Miss Hackett, and I'm still learning, honey.
We all are.
God is working on me.
We all learning. You know, we all are working, you know, regardless, you know. I mean, there's stuff that I have to learn, you know, and you just said it, too, a few minutes ago. When somebody show you who they are, you got to believe it.
Believe them. Yep. That's what she tell me all the time, y'all.
Regardless of what's coming out their mouth, they're going to show you who they are. That's the reason why I always say it's about your actions. Mm-hmm. I've learned in my older years that, you know, I don't hone in on the words that's coming out your mouth. I pay attention to what you're saying. I listen to it and I hear it. But I'm also looking to see if your actions match what you're saying. If your actions don't match what you're saying, then this ain't what I thought it was no way.
True.
You know, Adisa know exactly what I'm talking about because she know I just went through a situation with somebody like that. That was an issue with them. You know, but see, as women, what you need to do so you can avoid a lot of that stuff, put yourself back in the position of going. Dealing with somebody based on them treating you and valuing you for what you're worth. That's what you do. Know your own worth. Have enough self-confidence in yourself and who you are that you don't need no man to validate you. And that's going to help you see who they really are and not what you want them to be. And that works both ways, too, men and women, but that's what you have to do.
Absolutely.
You got to know your worth.
Absolutely.
And you can't settle for less than that.
Well,
you know, we waste too many years, you know, dealing with relationships and stuff and being with people when we already know that ain't it and they not treating you the way that you should be treated. But you hang in there, like y'all said, because some need is being met. What need? The need to have a man or the need to have a woman and then you ain't really being treated right and most of the time you unhappy? That ain't happy. That ain't, you know, that ain't how it's supposed to be. So my advice to everyone is to learn yourself, understand who you are, know what you want, love yourself first, because if you don't love you, can't nobody love you. And then you don't have to worry about nobody, whether or not they really keeping it 100, because you'll be able to see.
Well, all right, Mama Sharon.
All right, Mama Sharon.
Thank you for coming in and dropping this knowledge on us, because we are. I know, right? I love my mama. I love you, mama.
I love you, too.
I needed all that message. Thank you, Mama Sharon.
Okay.
I needed all of that just now.
Y'all stop, man. Well, you're very welcome.
All right. Well, if we say anything else that pulls you back in, Mama Sharon, then just go ahead and hit that one again. And we'll bring
sure
you back.
Will.
I know.
All right, it's been a pleasure. All right.
Same here. And
bye, Mama. Bye.
Y'all need it because I need it, and she spoke something.
I needed that too. My mama.
All
I love
down
my mama,
in my
y'all.
Spirit. I
my mama,
that
like my
all in my
yes,
spirit.
Yes, honey. My mama keeps it real, like. That's the one thing I love about my mama. My mama will keep it real. She don't care about being politically correct. She don't care about none of the rest of that stuff.
she is just going to keep it all the way real. Like, she tell you the stuff you don't necessarily want to hear. Sometimes I love her. Sometimes she be getting on my nerves because she be hitting stuff on it, and I don't want to listen to it. But it ain't nothing that my mama has ever told me that has never been the right thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm appreciative of that. Yes. I love you, mama. Okay. But that was my piece.
So that kind of tags us on into the next piece of information for topic for the remaining part of it. So let's talk, because, you know, I people watch. Y'all know that's what I do for my day, because y'all out of control. So this whole we have to put our status on social media so that the world can know that we've now entered into this so-called relationship. I'm going to give my opinion first, and y'all may or may not agree with my opinion, but yeah, it's mine. Talk to Facebook about my relationship status. Like, why does Facebook have to know? Why is Facebook all in my business? Why? I mean, that's how I am. And, you know, I can have a very public relationship and be very private at the same time.
Right.
Like, you would never know who he is unless I tell you who he is. Or you've been out on a date with us, or, you know, you're like my real life friend and you've met him, because you're not going to meet but so many people in my circle.
Right.
So, me. It's not that I'm trying to keep him away from anybody. It's just that we have a very private public life. And it's, Facebook doesn't have to know. And I'm going to tell you why Facebook doesn't have to know. Because hoes ain't shit. Okay?
That's
and
true.
I say that because there was a situation one time where, you know, me and this particular person, we're getting to know each other. You know, we're cool. We have a good time together. We go to the movies. We, you know, we eat. We bowl. We have a good time and whatnot. But one day I noticed he commented on somebody's picture that I know, like, in real life, but you don't know this person. Like, you ain't never set eyes on this person. You ain't ever going to set eyes on this person. But me, on the other hand, I will. So I noticed the thing. So I said, you know, being me, because I don't hold my tongue for nothing, and if I see something I don't like, I'm going to say something then. Because I'm not the type of person to be like, I'm just going to sit over here and be mad and I ain't going to tell him what's going on with me. No, we're going to get this madness out of my system. And we'll have a conversation. So I, you know, I knew he was at work, so I was like, let me shoot him a quick little text. It's like, hey, how you know such and such? Oh, well, I saw that she and you were friends and that she seemed like a cool person. Pause. No. Because first of all, I know that hoe in real life. No. No, 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 no. No, no, no. And she ain't in my circle. Ain't no need for you to be talking to the hoe. And that's not a jealousy thing or anything. I just don't trust people. I don't trust some of these hoes because they just don't make sense out here in the world. Why are you friends with her?
Hoes are shady. They ain't loyal.
And that might be why. Yeah, we only go to the movies and we go out to eat. We don't even have sex. Like, you know, we nothing. That's all we do is go out to eat and go to movies. Because, one, I don't know what you've been talking to this girl about. So, therefore, what's the point of you? No, no, no. We got some things we need to talk about, and we ain't talking about them over no phone, on no nothing. We're about to talk about this face-to-face, and when I see you the next time, we don't have a conversation. And we don't see I see I'm gonna be on the ground. Like, okay, if you're going to, you want to holler at this person, then I need you to understand, leave me out the equation.
Right.
Because I don't do well with sharing. I'm not that good at it. I'm gonna tell you some things I don't really share. I don't share my shoes, my food, and my men. I don't do that. I might let you borrow a dress every now and again, but you're not putting your feet in my shoes.
Silly.
You're not. Don't you touch that no more.
Oh,
you know.
Like my food.
And don't you try to put your feet in my mouth and yours. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I'm at.
I can't deal with you tonight, Imaz. I can't.
Wait a minute. We not just, did she say you're not going to take
she
a
did say
out
that.
Of my mouth and put it in yours? That's what I heard, because I had a couple.
That's what she
so said. I just wanted to make sure that's what I heard. Okay.
You heard that correctly. That's why I say I can't deal with her tonight. I can't lose her tonight.
Absolutely.
She did put this disclosure out there. She had a couple of few. She had a couple of few, Taylor.
So how many is that exactly? I have questions. A couple of you. So is that like seven?
A couple of few is like more than two, but less than six. To me, that's my couple of few.
Oh, I didn't have a couple of.
That's where I'm at. Like, that's just my whole thing. Like, I'm not that person. I'm not going to share that. Now, I will say this to times of preference, certain situations. If I met you in a particular type of situation, that rule does not apply.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
Best friend knows exactly the type of situation I'm talking about. So if I met you in XYZ situation, and Taylor, you may remember the situation. If I met you in this particular situation.
I remember.
So we have to. So basically, you're saying that there's a for you, and I'm saying this for myself too. There's an exception to every rule.
Right.
Right.
And if you know certain things about me, then you know what the exception kind of is or whatever, because I can't tell all my business. I may say some things, but I can't tell y'all all my business. But
don't tell. We're talking about sidebar. We're talking about sidebar, girl.
But I can't be like, you know, some certain things I can't be like, well, you can't do this, that, and the third, because look how I met you. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I can't
exactly.
How we met. But I just don't put it out there. Like I said, you're never going to know who he is until I truly decide. I may pop up one day, and nobody ever thought I was in nobody's relationship. I just pop up one day, and next thing you know, I'm married. I'm like, where the fuck he come from?
Right, exactly. And you know what? That is so true. Like, I learned that lesson the hard way. Like, because, yeah, it's important that you, I feel like on some, like when you get married, that's a whole different ball game. You know what I mean? That's just changing the whole game for you. But, like, if you're in a relationship, like, okay, like an engagement and a marriage, that's one thing. But when you're just in a relationship, like y'all just in a committed relationship, I think sometimes, because I used to be big on making sure that, I know that this person is my person, and people know that this person is my person. But the thing about it is that if you got to go through all that just to make people know this is your person, then maybe they're not your person. And I learned that the hard way, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you're not going to – I think it sometimes opens up a can of worms, so to speak, you know what I'm saying? Because, like she said, hoes will be hoes, and people are going to come out the woodwork and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember a distinct time where I had – this one particular relationship, and, you know, I was so gung-ho about, oh, I want people to know this is my man, this is my babe, this is my, you know, my future, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. But sometimes that just opens up a whole can of stuff that you want, because the truth of the matter is people are not always honest, and people are haters. More often than not, people are haters. I hate the fact that we live in a society where it's a kind of like a crab in the barrel society where, like, a person feels like, oh, well, I want to drag this person to the mud because I feel like in my mind I perceive that they're doing better than me. But sometimes what you think you see on the outside is not necessarily what's going on. People put on a front for social media. You know what I mean? So my thing is, at this point, it's not important to me. You don't have to identify me being your girl on social media because me being your girlfriend don't really equate to a hill of beans. You know what I'm saying? It don't, because I can be your girlfriend all day long, but that don't mean shit because tomorrow you can have another girlfriend or 2 months from now you can have another girlfriend. You know what I mean? But it's a totally different ball game when you're putting a ring on it. So I think people make a big deal out of social media status with relationships just because they have, everybody has that thing to feel like everybody wants to feel like somebody wants them, somebody has them. You know what I mean? Like, it just makes you feel kind of good, all warm and fuzzy inside. But sometimes
everybody wants to feel validated.
Exactly. And back to what my mom, like what Ms. Sharon was saying earlier, is that, you know what I'm saying, you got to be able to validate who you are. You don't need another person to validate who you are. So if you feel like that you got to have this person, oh, I got to just tag this person because this is my man. Like, why do you really have to do that? You know what I'm saying? Because, yes, the truth of the matter is people are going to say stuff. They're going to do stuff. There's always going to be somebody in the wings looking at you like you're crazy. Like that, you know that one, like, meme that's floating around, like, where it's Snoop Dogg, he got them curls on his head, and he's like, he's old boy from Boys in the Hood. And he got that look on his face about Jody. Like, if somebody on Facebook right now looking at your profile like this, that is the fucking truth. The truth and nothing but the truth.
You know why people feel like they have to put their statuses and everything else on Facebook? And no one wants to admit it. No one will probably ever do it. But why do people go on Facebook in the first place? They want to know what's going on. They want to be known.
They want to know somebody else's life. Exactly.
They want to know what's going on.
Dealt with someone. Because you want to feel like you're somebody. You want to feel like you're somebody. At the end of the day,
you want to be
Something.
Right.
We got to have likes. It makes us feel good when we post something and 9,000 people. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Whether we want to admit it or not. Like, we feel some kind of way if we post something and we think it's the bomb and only 10 people like it. Versus when we post something else and 100 people like it. We feel like, oh, I got 100 likes on this post.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Because but the truth of the matter is, it's everybody's own interpretation of themselves. It doesn't mean that we are bad people. It doesn't mean, but there's a basic human need to be accepted and to be important. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep, that's true. But you know what else is funny? I did this with somebody, and we kind of did a theory on it. I said people, and somebody said we have this crabs in a barrel type concept. People only like and share negative and drama stuff. Negative and drama stuff get the right. Those are the things that get the most likes. They get the most shares, you know. We even went as far as saying, we took it to a kind of a man-woman type thing where, hey, men, you need to value your woman. You need to do this woman. You got 350,000 likes. But you look at those likes, there's a couple of men liking it, but the rest are women. But if you reverse it and say, women, you need to value your man and do this, you get 4 likes.
You know what, and
I don't want to cut you off, but say two things about that. People only, that was my fault, I'm sorry. People only want to see drama and negative, and it's sad that we look at women as being uplifting and positive, and we want to lift them up.
And men is,
nothing wrong with that. And men, we the bottom of the barrel, and we ain't shit, and we negative. Or we'd rather see Jocelyn and Mimi fight, because Stevie J at her house. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like
why?
That.
Hey, why? No,
you know, it's just social media
like
just.
It.
Right.
Now,
you
know why that
but
is?
It sucks.
But you know why that is? It's because everybody not, I won't say everybody, but there are some segment of people who want to feel like somebody else is not doing as well as me. I'm doing better than somebody else. Like, I got this, I got my ducks in a row, and I am winning in life. In all actuality, they're not, because it makes them feel like somebody, because they feel like they, oh, I don't have that same stuff that they got, but I'm going to share this because, oh, girl got this going on in her life, or she's feeling some kind of way, or making assumptions about somebody's life. Why can't do that? Like,
why not just look at it, the simple fact of that people do it because they want to piss on somebody else. It's just like when a dog goes and smells on a piece of tree and realizes it ain't his piss, he pisses on it. It's all it is.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's it. In a nutshell. Like,
in the words of my Darren Fleek, I'm going to be sucking on these hoes and killing these bitches.
You are a mess.
So, you know, where sometimes in petty kind of shows or whatever, I'm crying on that this got you.
At the end of the day, it's about a person's level of confidence and who they are. Like, my thing is this. It's a 24-hour, you know what I'm saying, 7-day a week, 365-day a year job for me to manage me and my own shit, my own life,
right,
my own issues, my children, whatever the case that may be. So I don't have time to really be checking for the next person to see what's going on in their life, because I'm so caught up in what's going on in mine that's what has to be my focus. But there's so many people who are so bored and miserable in their own existence, they have to pick apart another person's existence. And it's easier for a person to say something bad than it is for them to say something good. Think about it. Just think about it.
Exactly.
Because
there's no effort.
Exactly. It's so easy to be like, it's so easy to look at a situation and judge a situation and say, oh, she's stupid, or this is this, and oh, my goodness, this, that, and the other, than to say, dang, you know, a year ago she might have been in this situation, but dang, look at the progress she has made, or look at this situation or that situation. You know what I'm saying? And then also people – sometimes if a person feels like no one cares about them, social media is their outlet. If I put this on here, everybody's going to know I'm feeling this kind of way. So everybody's going to be like, oh, you know.
What's going on, girl?
Exactly. Because you know what I'm saying? When we shouldn't be focused on who the hell is paying attention to our lives. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the people that are supposed to be in your lives, they're going to be in your lives. They're going to know every detail that's going on in your life without you having to broadcast that. And I'm only saying this because of my own, some of the mistakes I have made. I am a very transparent person. Like, I am guilty of this. I like to, and it's not because I'm trying to make anybody feel sorry for me or, you know, make me feel like I'm this awesome, amazing person, because and who I think I am as a person, I think I'm pretty damn awesome. And I don't need anybody else to validate who I am as a woman, as a mother, as Medisa Lakey. You understand what I'm saying? But I like to share my good news. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I like camaraderie, and I like friendship, and I like support, you know what I'm saying, and encouragement, you know what I'm saying, which all of us should. But I had to understand that some stuff, it's just not for everybody, because everybody's not going to look at it like that. There's always going to be that person looking over there trying to figure out how they can dissect every little bitty word that you say and use it to try to make you look worse than you actually are, because they feel like shit about themselves because they really ain't got their shit together. So it makes a person feel better to feel like they got on somebody else. And same thing when it comes to relationships with social media. You know what I mean? Like, you got this one particular person, and you know she out and about, she doing whatever she do, and there may just be this person who has this idea of her. And so, okay, well, I'm going to let this bitch know that I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm living a life. I got this one, I got that one, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. You know, I'm doing good. But you really open yourself up to a whole bunch of foolishness when you don't necessarily have to. Because you don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Why you got to prove it? You know what I'm saying? Why does it have to be in the public eye? Why does it have to be in the spotlight? That's not necessary. Because the truth of the matter is, that relationship, if it's going to live on social media, it's going to live in the real world. You know what I'm saying? And most of the time, the strongest relationships are the ones that are kept away from social media because they don't have all the other bullshit to deal with. They don't have nobody inboxing. They don't have nobody commenting on posts trying to make, because bitches are funny acting. You know what I'm saying? They're funny acting. They will comment and put a heart and a little smiley with a little kissy face with a little heart on it. You know what the hell that means. Like, you're trying to be real funny right now. And I would be wrong if I blast you. I'd be wrong if I blast you in the comments.
I'm going to get some more cut on some real stuff. Look at me in my book. Where?
I'm just saying, like, I mean, and I have done it, and I am not playing like I'm a perfect person, because I'm absolutely not, and I am petty as hell sometimes, and I do little shit, and I have done it. Like, matter of fact, I fell out with one of my good friends because I commented some shit because I didn't like the bitch that he was dealing with. So I commented some stuff and said something petty, and so me and him got into it, and he was like, "Why? I didn't even realize you was like it." I was like, I was just being petty at that moment. But it's little shit like that that people do every single day, and they have an intention. Like, they're trying to derail some stuff. I just prefer, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm single right now. When I get me a man, y'all ain't going to know about him until we married. I'm just saying. I don't got time for that other shit. Inbox and talk about what you got going on. Leave me alone.
You know okay. Oh, Jesus. You needed that? You needed it just for a second. You needed it.
I did need to vent real quick.
You needed it? It's okay. Sometimes this is our therapy, and we need to get stuff off our chest. Sometimes it just happens.
Right.
You know?
Alcohol cures therapy.
No.
It makes the shit worse. It just makes you start thinking about all kinds of shit. We get angry over here. I guess everybody has their meltdown.
Y'all need a hug?
No. Last week it was with Dre that went. No, it was Imaj that went in last week, and then the week before it was Dre. So we all have our little moments, but it's okay. It's all love here.
Wait a minute. I have to remember. I got to bring that back to my remembrance about when did I go off.
Girl, come on now. Dre went in. Hold on. Last week you went in about the dude. Like, you just went in. Like, we had to bring you back. We had to reel you back in. Taylor wasn't here. She wasn't on it. She was,
hey,
you know, Taylor was kind of.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah,
hold on,
honey. Go ahead.
But you know, a real problem where people can't get over stuff because they can't leave stuff in the past. So let's forget what happened to the guy that you went in on, because that was in the past. And bringing up the past doesn't do anything but start the trouble up again. And then you'll get upset again about it.
You know what? But you know what? You're right.
He is so right.
You know what? You're right.
Go ahead now.
You ever have, like, and I'm this is probably going to sound crazy to y'all, like, you ever just have, like, a little scab on your arm or whatever from a mosquito bite, and you know it's healing,
right,
and you keep scratching at it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of provoke you in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then you
they
know what
strong.
They deserve. If they keep provoking you, they keep provoking you, then they deserve to get cussed the fuck out. Like, I'm just sorry.
They do.
But,
like, I was minding my business. I was in my own lane.
Hey,
we got a caller. Okay.
We got a caller. Area code.
Okay. Bring it back in.
Area code 336. You are on the air with the code.
How y'all doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm up here in North Carolina.
I know where you're from, but
why you got that late night radio DJ voice?
Well, that's just me.
okay, all right.
But I was just listening to y'all.
Get the Barry White voice.
I know, right?
The ladies don't even want to hear what you got to say. Tell them something.
No,
good.
No.
Just say baby one good time.
No, Lord. No,
Lord.
See, this,
no,
man,
I'm a friend. I'm a friend of Shamor, Books or whatever. I seen her. She put something up about y'all. So I just came on over, whatever. But I've been through a lot of the stuff y'all talked about. The whole relationship online type stuff, you know, being like it's the difference between reality and virtual reality, and I just it was a whole lot of it's a lot of drama, just too much drama. I forgot who was it that said you know, I ain't gonna know nothing about it till I'm married. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is I feel like time is the most important thing you can give somebody, because you can't get it back. And everybody, I know we all trying to, we getting older, and we don't want to waste our time with all this foolishness and all that. And I'll try to look at somebody's roots, you know. I try to know about their people, you know, if they, you know, they drunk in their family or something, or they wild out like that, you know. I just try to look and see what you know. But then again, I try to get to know them as a person too. But it's hard because I'm a single father, and it's difficult on my end too. And trying not to let somebody, you know, be around your kids, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
And that's a whole nother thing right there, you know, because you don't want your child to see somebody, you know, coming in and out your life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's you trying to set an example. But I like everything on y'all show. I'll just give my little 2 cents. That's all.
I think that was a very valid point that you said about people coming in and out of your life, especially as a man. I don't think sometimes men understand that that's just as important as it is for women. You know what I mean? Mm. And that is a good point. And I commend you for being like cognizant of that and understanding that, you know what I'm saying, I got to pay attention to who, I can't have them bouncing in and out because I got a child and my child is going to think that that is okay. That's not okay.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Y'all have a good night, all right?
Thanks, Barry White.
Thank you so much for listening to the club. Come back and see us. We're here every morning.
I'm being petty, and I'm not really being petty. I'm just like, you have a nice voice. I like your voice. Like, if I could fall in love with voices, I think I would fall in love with his voice. It's just smooth. It's like, yes, like Billy D. Williams. It's like Billy D. Williams on a Colt 45 commercial. It's so smooth.
I need to go gargle with some lemon and salt water or something, see what I can do.
It's like the struggle right now. Like, oh, Lord, that voice. Mm. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm back to reality now.
And I'm
probably
not going to be the same answer. But I did notice that people from North Carolina, North Carolina, that's where I'm from. But okay.
I'm out of here, girl.
Is he still on the line with that voice?
No. Oh, no, I give it. I'm sorry.
Y'all doing too much.
Okay. I'm sorry. Listen here. It was Barry White. It was Barry White. He did it. That voice did it for me, honey. I'm like, yes.
I know it's been a second. I'm going to need you to get your life all the way
together. I'm going to get my life all the way in check. I'm going to get it together in check.
She real excited. She real excited.
You know what? You take a break. Take a break. I'm step away from the phone.
And I,
Donna.
Don't handle yourself. Just go ahead and handle yourself. Just go ahead and handle yourself.
No, I'm not going to handle myself. No.
No. This is where you, because nowadays you got to keep it real and keep it 100. You got to go handle yourself. Go right ahead.
No, I'm not handling myself. My mama might still be listening. I can't.
I'm not even going to talk about it. I told you to go ahead and take a break because I don't want Mama Sharon to come through on the phone. Honey, I ain't do it.
No, it was very right. You know, that voice.
It's going forward. But I don't know what's going to happen with you.
Okay, but I got a question. Serious question.
We might have an answer.
So we might have an answer.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
So
I'm back.
Because of social media and people tend to want everybody in their business or don't want them in their business, will you stay off Facebook for a week? How many people can do that? Stay off Facebook, stay off Instagram, don't even look at it, don't post nothing, just off. Pretend it's the old days when you had that old Nokia phone and all you could do was just call.
Right, and you can't get on the internet. Right. I have officially gone on Facebook hiatus. I have been off, I think my last day was Monday, and I gave my little hiatus message or, like, Wednesday, whatever day it was. But I made a message, and I haven't been on Facebook, and I just haven't. I need a break. Like, I gotta get back to, like, real life because social media is the devil. I swear. It's the devil.
No, I think social media is what you make it. I don't necessarily think that it's necessarily the devil. I think that it is you get out what you want to get out of social media, like on some real stuff.
That's true.
And we have another caller. We have another caller. They are Han De Hare. Area code 214. I know this phone number.
You do know his phone number.
What was that?
Hi, Shamor.
Yes. Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all. I was laughing and listening, and the challenge that was posed about staying off of social media. I just feel like you have to social media responsibly. And whatever that means to you. If you are the type of person who doesn't want people to know your business, then don't put your business on social media. You can't go on and post anything you want to post on social media. But what you don't find me posting about is if there's a man in my bed, in my life, or in my house, you won't hear me posting about that. Because that's nobody's business but mine. But I post all day long. I'll post jokes, I'll post political commentary, I can post all day long. But I choose to exclude things that I don't feel like I want anyone, strangers, people that love me, whoever, to post a comment on. So I just feel like you can be part of social media without giving it everything that you are.
That is so true.
I agree. Like she said, you gotta be social media responsible. Now you may get
that's true.
You sound like a nice lady, but you may get someone's like, oh, she don't ever post that. She don't got no man. This is this. You got those people out there that are just stupid.
No,
you know,
I get that all the time. That's the thing. You know, you gotta have a thick skin because you are. It's almost like everyone has been given a stage. So you are the celebrity.
Exactly.
You're going to have people that love you. You're going to have people that hate you. You're going to have people that critique you. You're going to have people that don't. It's part of life.
That's true.
So
that's true.
I get that. I mean, I've gotten men who were pissed because they're in the inbox and I don't respond. Or I wasn't interested. I didn't play into the little lines. And it's like you deal with it. Or you ignore it and you continue. You know, you just have to because you're going to get that.
I get women. I had a woman in my inbox that told me I wanted a man. Hell, I don't know who your man is.
Right?
But
girl, just sit down somewhere.
I was getting
exactly.
them text messages from her. You remember when I was getting them text messages from that random ass number?
Yes.
And she kept saying, my man. And I'm like, well, who your man? And she was like, well, you know who he is. Well, bitch, well, you ain't
right.
Married.
Now we're playing guessing games.
I don't know.
Games.
I don't know
playing
who your
games.
Man.
You get people that are just bored.
And people are crazy. Let me tell you, people are crazy.
Yeah, they too.
People are crazy. You know, they do these little background text things or whatever. I got a voicemail from some crazy girlfriend. Now, I don't even know who the chick's man is, but whatever the case, she did some kind of app to disguise her voice. She called from some kind of number.
Wow.
And it's crazy. It's like, it's sad that there's so much on social media that people can actually find your personal information. You know, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's
pay,
yeah.
you know, $10 and do a background check on somebody based on their email address or their phone number. And that's crazy to me. But
that is
happens.
Ridiculous.
It happens.
Yep.
If people want to do it, you know, bad enough, they'll find
it.
A way.
They won't get it. They won't get it.
But
what kind of person has that time? That's so sad. Like,
they're
the person who has that time to try
but
to do that.
No
like,
life.
Why?
You have no life. And,
yeah.
and the thing
just
think
about the show Catfish.
Yeah, the thing that frustrated that person the most is that I didn't try to find out, you know, anything to call back or post about it, or I'm not giving you that enjoyment. I'm going to let you feel like that didn't faze me in the least, and I'm going to go about my business. Because if I
right.
give you that 5 minutes of fame, I have empowered you. I'm not doing that.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. That is so true. That is true.
So, that's just my 2 cents.
That's my pudding. She always giving some good old.
I love Shamor. I love Shamor. I love you.
I love y'all.
I have been missing the show because, you know, mommy duty kicks in and graduating and all
yes,
that great
congratulations.
Stuff. Yeah,
awesome.
She's not out of my pocket yet, though. She's not out of my pocket yet.
That's
though.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. Almost there, girl. She's going to be paying you back pretty soon. She's so
yes.
cute, too.
It's, but it does feel good, so. But I was so excited I got to catch you guys today, so. So I'm going back in the... back over there and sit down and listen to the rest of the show. So, because, man, when Modessa was going in, I was like, get it, girl. She was upset. But she was feeling that. She was a little bit upset.
Girl, don't pay me no mind, honey. Don't pay me no mind. I'm just, you know,
I like
have my moments where I'm a little intense, you know, but I try to keep it real and I try to be who I am. You know what I mean? Because
that's
I can't
it.
Be nobody
you
else
have to be
but me.
Who you are. That's it. That's the only thing you know how to do completely is be yourself. You be
that's
somebody
right.
else, you got to stop and do only the parts you know.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Everybody else is already taken, so just be yourself.
That's it. Okay, I'm going back to the wing. Put me on mute. Okay,
I love her.
Crazy. Okay, I have now put her back on mute. But, you know, this household, like, and I totally agree with the social media responsibility, you know. I don't, certain things I post because I know it's funny. And y'all know how I
right.
am. Like, I say some funny stuff, and my neighbors say some funny stuff, and we just be laughing together. So, I have to give a little piece of laughter into life. And then, you know, I have moments, you know, that I have to explain to you why people's stupid. But.
Yes, you do.
But, you know, it's definitely, you know, you have to use social media. Like, sometimes I use my Instagram for good, and sometimes I use it for bad. But lately I've been using it for good because I want to inspire and bring life to people.
And so that's why I try to give advice. I ain't talked about no eyebrows lately. You know, I haven't. So I've been doing good. I'm doing real good. Be proud of me.
Okay? But be proud. I am proud of you because I haven't been on Instagram, but I haven't been on there in a while. But last time I did see you, you did not post about eyebrows. So it's been
about
a week and a half.
I'm nobody, and I ain't talking about nobody. Now, I do, you know, another thing I want to talk about with the whole Facebook thing is, like, it's so stupid for people to get in their feelings with general shit. You know what I mean? Don't about no general stuff. Like, if I say, why are you mad, sad, and disgruntled about some shit that you did? If you did some shit, right, and you know you did the shit, you may not have done the shit to me or anybody in my circle, but deep down inside, you know you did this to somebody. Now you mad because I brought it to the forefront of your mind. Now, I ain't say your name because I don't know you did it. But
right.
Why are you, but me, it's simply the messenger. I am here to bring you the message. Now, how you receive that message is on you. Because you are the devil. You know?
Yeah.
And today, Free Advice Friday is about, what did I talk about earlier? I talked about letting your word be your word. And then what else did I talk about today? I forgot. Y'all know I do too much during the daytime, and I've been drinking.
You had a couple of few, so that might be a little fuzzy. Where'd Dre and Taylor go?
They on the phone, man.
No.
I am listening, and I am learning, ma'am. Okay?
I was asking where you was at, cause, you know. Oh, damn, Dre.
You say what?
I can't get nothing in, so I'm just listening.
No, were you watching the game? Yeah, right. You okay,
Dre?
We're talking about it tomorrow.
It's 11. It is 11:50.
Dre,
I will do mine next week.
Dre, we love you. Hey, we love you.
I think, you know, I think this was a good conversation. And I think that some of this conversation needed to be had because people out here just willy-nilly right lately. You know what? And the thing about relationships, there's no cut and dry to it because we just two people trying to be in a relationship together. We don't know how this is going to work out. We don't know where it ends. So we're writing our own story. So,
my
relationship with somebody is not going to be the same as your relationship with somebody. You know what I'm saying? We might like to get these clothes together. You know what I'm saying?
True that.
While you on the other hand, like, I'm not letting no other hoe come over here. Like, we just might get these clothes together. You know, that's where I'm at in life.
Yep.
And that's, you can't compare. I was reading Ron's book. So Ron has a book out. It's called For Real by Brother Ron. I suggest you all read it. It is very interesting. It's full of just some awesome little sayings that we say, and it gives perspective on them. And if you read it, you'll hear Ron's voice saying it in your head, and it's freaking hilarious. So
I love Ron.
So, yeah, make sure you check out Ron's book. Once again, it's called For Real by Brother Ron. You can find it on Amazon. It's like $2.50. It's a really good book. It's a quick read. It is awesome. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I wrote a review. So, what else I was going to say? Oh, Yeah. What y'all doing? Y'all ready to wrap this up? Dre, you
is it time
you
to go already?
Oh, we got like 5
minutes.
We've been talking. We've been talking to
mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So what am I going to do with – I got a question. So what am I going to do if my time changes? Because I might be working till 7 o'clock. So can I call in late? Well, it's 10 – it would be 10 o'clock y'all time. 10 o'clock y'all time. 7 o'clock.
I mean, yeah. If your schedule changes, just let me know. You got my number. You can reach out to me. And then you can be a little tardy for the party.
Okay.
Not extremely tardy for the party. But you can be a little tardy
for the party. Okay. I'm okay with that.
So before we go, my other best friend has drove up from Charlotte, North Carolina to hang out with me for the night. So she's been in here with me tonight. And she's pregnant, and she's going to have a baby. And she is hilarious. So you all have entertained her as well tonight. Yeah, this is a good show. Even though you have me dialing. So, and thank you, callers, for hanging out tonight as well. Will, thank you for hanging out tonight. Are you not going to respond?
Mm-hmm.
You're still on the
No problem. No problem. No problem.
Will, you're awesome. You're awesome. Awesome sauce.
Tell him that
I try to start trouble when I can. Start trouble when I can.
He ain't no motherfucking awesome.
I didn't say that she did.
What is the few drinks? She had about seven.
A couple of few. She had a couple of few times too.
A few will be three.
No, you remember what I said? A couple of few is more than two, but less than six.
Did you say it before or after you were drinking?
It don't matter. Now, see, I'm about to get on the bad side with you now. We've been on a good term for all this time. Don't try messing with me.
I like my mood strong and silent.
Taylor, where's your Go ahead, Taylor, say it. Taylor, say it.
Good night, y'all.
Who is that?
Sir.
Good
night.
Is
that Barry
White? Yes, ma'am.
You brought him back? Really?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I just said good night. That's all.
You said good night. Why did you bring him back on the air? Oh, Lord.
You going to... Sir, I believe I know your name at this point, but I think you're going to give my co-host some sweet dreams. We appreciate you for giving dreams, because
I ain't even seen his face, so I'm... Oh, Lord. There, what?
You got about 30 more seconds in the show, so I'm going to let you all get on about your business this evening.
Okay. All right.
Good night, Barry White.
Oh, man, I've already told you good night. Wait a minute. I know.
Oh, my. That man has already told you good night. Now, I want you to take your ass to bed.
I'm going to bed.
She need to go smoke. She need to go smoke a cigarette.
I don't know how that man gonna feel about you thinking about his voice while you trying to take your ass to bed. I want y'all to have a good night. I'm about to sit here and laugh some more with my best friend because she up here laughing at me. So I'm gonna let y'all go. Y'all have a good night. Enjoy your weekend. Do everything that you think I would do because I will probably do it times two. So,
Lord.
So catch us every day night.
Good night.
On the same time, 10:30, same place, different place for Chanel.
All right. Yes. Tell Barry White not to call back in, Lord.
Get off the line. Good night, everybody.
I'm getting off the line.
Good night.
Bye, y'all.